my name is Mike Armick, if you like, and my second name is O'Reilly, and I'm doing my best with a 2-year stretch on account of a judge named Smiley. I know all the knobs of the Flash Boys mobs, I'm an old skyrocket diver, but these were the mugs of Wormwood Scrubs compared with a bloke named Ivor. He'd a juicy smile and a slick profile and hair like a Soho waiter, and this ancient boy was the pride and joy of the smart London theatre. This West End star had a Rolls Royce car, and Jack Knowles was his driver, and the dames would sigh when that car flashed by, for they knew that it carried Ivor. Ivor saw that the worst of war was the petrol rationing system, so he said to Knowles, we must keep the rolls and think of a plan to twist them. This 3-star hit, he was doing his bid for the democratic nation, so he fixed up a scheme with the gallery queen to evade the regulations. Well, it worked okay until one day the cops asked him some questions, and they yanked our sport on a police escort to the London Bow Street Sessions. His character there was stripped as bare as the name they called Godiva, and the judge with a nod said a month in quad will help to chasten Ivor. They fixed up a cell like a posh hotel for this scribe of Tony Dramas, and he strolls in the grounds in a dressing gown and a pair of silk pyjamas. He lives like a duke and he has his own cook, and he don't eat skilling either, for the governor of this lousy stir has a soft spot for old Ivor. If you're inclined to turn to crime, just listen to my song, son. Just become a star with a Rolls Royce car, and then you can't go wrong, son. Who cares if a lag does a 10-year drag, if a lag ain't got a stiver? For you surely know any mug with dough can do as well as Ivor.